We begin the Kara Dav Mesechtes Chum Dav Kav Beis. We begin on the bottom of Kaf Aleph and Beis, six lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion, which will actually relate back to the discussion from our previous Mishnah, which spoke about a machlekes in the Halach of Gid HaNasha, which is the topic of our parak, regarding the Behemah Temeah, regarding a non-kosher animal. Does the Issa Gid HaNasha apply only by a kosher animal or even by a non-kosher animal? So similarly, the Gemara brings a similar machlekes in a different context. Tanur Bar Lina Braisa. Aver Minachai, regarding the prohibition of eating a limb from a living creature, meaning that wasn't slaughtered, just ripped off a limb and eat it, says the first opinion. Noig bebehema chayvayif, it applies by a behema, domesticated animal, wild animal, a bird, bein tamein or bein tahirin, whether non-kosher or kosher. That's the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yehuda is the same as he had in the Mishnah, which he said that Isra of Gid HaNasha applies to a Behemet Temeah. Here too he says the Isra of Machai, him and Rabbi Elazar say it applies to a Behemet Temeah too. But for Chachamim, the sages say that no, it only applies by kosher animals, by kosher creatures. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, he says, V'shnei Mekor Echad Darshu, both opinions actually extrapolated from the same Pasuk, a Pasuk in the Devarim. The Pasuk says, Rak Chazak, rather, just be strong. Levilti achal adam, not to eat blood, which is prohibited for a Jew. Ki adam hu anefesh, because the blood is the soul, and that's prohibited. As the pasuk continues, as the continuing type of kav beis amidalev, that and there's above there. V'loy seichal anefesh emabasa. One shouldn't eat the soul with the flesh, which the interpretation of it is, don't eat from it as long as the soul is inside of it, which is a prohibition prescripting eating the limb from a living creature, because then the nefesh, the soul, the blood is still in there, it wasn't yet slaughtered, wasn't yet killed, and you're eating when it's alive, the Torah is telling you the Isra of Eivim and Achai. Now, so what's the machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Savri, they hold, well, the Pasuk is putting together the halach of Eivim and Achai, which, and the primary context, which is the Isra of eating blood. So that teaches you, kol shatim tzuval damai, anything that you're prohibited to consume its blood, atim tzuval levav, you're prohibited to eat its limbs when it's still from a live animal. V'hani tmei nami, and therefore these non-kosher animals too, hayil v'atim tzuval damai, since you are commanded not to eat from their blood, as the Gemara says, increases daf chafal of malav, that the only thing excluded from the prohibition of blood are shrotzim, fish, crawly creatures, and the grasshoppers, and those that go on 2 feet, but non-kosher animals that go on 4 feet, their blood is also prohibited. So therefore you're also prohibited regarding eating their limbs when the animal's still alive. But Rabban and Sabri, they learned the Pasuk otherwise. The Pasuk says, as we said, the primary part of the Pasuk that's teaching the Issa Eivim Nechai is Lo Yiseichel HaNefesh Amabasar. Don't eat the flesh with the soul. Which sounds like, but if the blood of the soul is not in that limb, then you could eat it. Elabasar Luchadei. Then you could eat it when it's just the flesh itself. Well, that teaches you, kol shebasar mutter, any creature, any animal, that when it is slaughtered, then you could eat its meat, when the lifeblood's not there anymore. Then at the mitzvah alivarv, then you're commanded about eating the limbs when it is still alive. But v'chol shein basar mutter, if the flesh is not permitted, like by a non-kosher animal, I at the mitzvah alivarv, you are not commanded regarding the prohibition of the evim and achai. Now the Gemara asks, incidentally, once we explain this machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda lama likra, why does Rabbi Yehuda need a pasuk, as we brought to explain, that you have to say the Issa Eivim Nechai is even by a non-kosher animal, as we brought that we know this from the equation of the pasuk from the blood to the Eivim Nechai. Lacey Isser Aver, what do you mean? You don't need a pasuk. Let the prohibition of a limb from a living creature be leichel al Isser Tuma, take effect on the pre-existing Isser of being a non-kosher animal. Shekein Isser Noig B'nei Nayach. Because the prohibition of Eivim Nechai is something that non-Jews are also prohibited, as the pasuk says in Bereishis, in the beginning of mankind, Ach basa benafshei damei, but the soul of that's in the creature, one cannot eat it when it's still in over there. And moreover, Yehuda's opinion, as we had brought in Daf Kofim Abayz, he, as we said his opinion by the Gid HaNasha, that he says that even though one thing was already pre-existing beforehand, he says Gid HaNasha could take effect on a behemoth Temeah. And he says, you know why? Because it's a very stringent Isser. What makes it very stringent? Because the Isser Gid HaNasha applies to a Ben Noach, to a non-Jew. Well, Eivim and Achai also applies to Ben Noach. And therefore, that should take effect. Even though we will generally say in that, it's, according to some opinions, Einis Achal Alissa, but Rabbi Yehuda holds in those areas that it applies to Ben Noach, since it's so severe, it will take effect on the pre-existing Isser, that of a non-kosher animal. So then, what do you need a pasuk for? Very simply, of course, it'll be Isser Eivim and Achai taking effect on Behemoth Temeah, simply because there we will say Isser Achal Alissa, because it's Noach Ben Noach. So, Zimah, Einich Nami, you're right. According to Behuda, you don't need a pasuk. V'chiyitzach Kra, this that we had brought, that was their interpretation from the pasuk, from equating it to blood to say it's prohibited, that was l'Rabbi Elazar. That was for his colleague, Rabbi Elazar, who he also said, like Rabbi Yehuda, as recorded in the Braisa, that it applies by non-kosher animal. But he doesn't hold Issach HaLalisa, even by Issar Chama, by a stringent Issar, which applies to Ben Nayach, unless if a pasuk wrote it. And therefore, that's what we needed the pasuk for Rabbi Elazar, not for Rabbi Yehuda. Now says the Gemara Tanim Hachit, similar in the Braisa, like Rabbi Yechanon, who he had qualified that the Machlik is Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon, was from this pasuk. The Braisa says, Eve Menachai, the prohibition of eating a limb from a living creature, Neig Bebehema Chai Ba'if, applies by the Bebehema, domesticated animal, wild animal, a bird, bein tmei, bein tire, whether non-kosher or kosher. Shlemak says in the pasuk, rak chazak levilti achal adam, just be strong, don't eat from the blood, etc. That's where the end of the pasuk says regarding evim and achai, which teaches us kol shat mitzvah al damai. And this thing, like Rabbi Yochanan had said already, just we bring from a brisa and supporting him from Tanaic era, that whatever you commanded regarding the blood, not to eat it, atem mitzvah levav, you commanded regarding the limbs. Whatever you're not commanding regarding the blood, which like by fish and by grasshoppers, then you're not commanding regarding the limbs, which, but that you are commanding regarding the blood of a non-kosher animal, and therefore there is a Isra Eva Melechai. That's the Rebbe Elazar. The sages say, no, it only applies to Isra Eva Melechai by kosher animals. Because the pasuk says, so don't eat the soul with the flesh. Now the inference is, however, but when the soul is not in the flesh of that creature, then you're allowed to eat that flesh. Well, that teaches you kol shebasari mutter, only that which the flesh on its own is permitted, atem mitzvah levav. Then you command regarding the limbs, when the soul is still in there, that you can't eat it. But v'chol she'in basari mutter, any area where you're not allowed to eat the flesh anywhere by itself, but like by a behemoth tamei, a non-kosher animal, ein atem mitzvah levav, then you're not commanded regarding the Isra Eva Melechai. Now, those were the two opinions we had mentioned before, but now the Braisa actually brings Reb Meir, and he says a third opinion. Only applies by a kosher domesticated animal, meaning, and not by a chay and aif, even those that are tahir, even those that are kosher creatures. Now, the Gemara brings Simon and the Manik, Shmuel, Shila, Shimi, which are the different attributions of who said the following statement. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Amar Rav Chizda. Vitam, some says it was the name of Rav Yisif. Varmila, and some say it was Amar Rabba Bar Shila Amar Rav Chizda, which again, Vitam, some say it was not Rav Chizda, it was Rav Yisif. Or Va'amila, a third version, which was this was in the simon that we brought, it was Rabba Bar Simi Amar Rav Chizda, Vitam, and some say it was Rav Yisif. Now, my time with Rav Meir, what's the reason of this third opinion that we just introduced, that of a mayor who's the most fine in his interpretation of this Issa Eva Melechai, just in Behema and only if it's Tahira? So Makra, because the Pasuk before that in Devarim says, V'zavachta mibkarcho b'tzaincha, that you're going to slaughter from your cattle and from your flock, which teaches you that that's only by Behema Tahira, which right after that says the Issa Eva Melechai, and therefore we find it's only by a Behema Tahira. Now, however, Amar Rav Gidla Marav, he qualifies that this whole disagreement that we had regarding where are we limiting the Isra of Ibn Achai? Is it by old types? Is it only by kosher types? Is it only by kosher behema? So he says, Machlekes be Yisrael. That was only regarding a Jew. When a Jew consumes that piece of a living limb, is it going to be an Isra? Ava beben noyach, but regarding a non-Jew? Deveh hakol, according to everyone, Muzra ala tamein ketahiren, there he's prescripted regarding Ibn Achai from old types, whether kosher, non-kosher, animal, wild animal, on all types. And the reason for that is because whatever you consider for that individual that is buster that he could eat by itself when the lifeblood's not in there, then you'll prescribe that is an Eva Menachai when it's still alive not to eat. And a Jew, you could say, okay, that's only by Tahir, not by Tmein. But by a non-Jew who's allowed to eat non-kosher food, therefore that is Eva Menachai would be even by a non-kosher animal. Says the Gemara Tanim Halacha, similar in the Braisa. Eved Menachai, limit from a living creature, ben noich muzra lav al tamim ketahir. The non-Jew, his prohibition of Eved Menachai is on non-kosher animals, just like kosher animals. The Yisrael in the muzra el atarim bulvad. Regarding a Jew, however, as that opinion that we brought, as we'll actually interpret and qualify, is only on a kosher species. Now, ikadami, that those that say that the text of this Braisa was in the singular, that it was a Jew is only muzer al ha-tahira, that it says on the pure one. And since it's singular, it means to say it's only going on behema of Rebbe Meir. It's going like Rebbe Meir, who says that it's actually limited to kosher behema. Now, igadamri tahirim, those who say that the text, as we had originally brought it, was in the plural, which is in the kosher types, which then that would be including even Chayiv Oif, and that would be going for Rabban, like Rabban who hold it's on all kosher types. But again, by Ben Noach, it's on even non-kosher. Now, Amrav Shizvi says, we also learn like this in the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, that a Ben Noach, unlike we said that some want to say that the Eved Melechai doesn't apply by Temeyan, by non-kosher species, but by a non-Jew, he's prohibited in Eved Melechai even on a non-kosher animal. Because there the Mishnais they are talking about, there in the beginning of Masechtas Tyrus, talks about 13 things that apply to the nevela, to the carcass of a kosher bird. Then the Mishnah says that, and these are the things from that list that apply to the nevela of a non-kosher bird. And this that we're quoting now is one of them. So the Mishnah there says that achal, if a Jew eats even menachai mimena, eats a limb from the living non-kosher bird. So says the Mishnah, ain't a sefer garbon. So he doesn't get 40 lashes, which as Rashi points out, obviously the time of that Mishnah is going like drabbanon, who say that the isev menachai for a Jew does not apply by non-kosher species, only by kosher, since we're talking about a non-kosher bird. If he's going to eat even menachai, he's not going to be chayiv malchus for that. And says the Mishnah, ve'in shchita mitarasa, and the slaughtering of the non-kosher bird doesn't purify it. Now, the question is, b'mai, regarding what are we talking about exactly over here? Because in shchita mitarasa is going on the non-kosher bird, and it's saying that the shchita is not mitarit. Now, actually, the reason why it says in the feminine is because the Reisha was saying in the feminine, as the Mishnah there opens up, Nevelas Oiv Tami Tzirich Makshava. So Rashi just explains why it says in that terminology. But the question is that when it ends off the statement that Ein Shchita Mitarasa, for whom are we talking about? As the Gemara explains, Ilem Ebi Yisrael, if we're talking about for a Jew, Shchita Ein Shchita Mitarasa, obviously the slaughtering is not purifying it. When we say purifying, we obviously mean in the context of, like when we say Behemet Tamei, which is a non-kosher animal. Obviously, slaughtering non-kosher animals is not going to make it eligible, edible for a Jew, because it's non-kosher. And as Rashi points out, you can't explain that Mishnah over there when it says, Ein shchita mitarasa, which you would say that, okay, slaughtering a lot of times purifies certain tumas, like from the tum of nevela, like even a treif animal that you can't eat, but when you slaughter it, it purifies the tum of nevela. That's as Rashi knows, because a non-kosher bird doesn't have any tumma. A kosher bird has tumma when it's nevela in the person's throat. But that's only by a kosher bird, not by a non-kosher bird. A non-kosher bird doesn't have the tumah nevela of an animal. So obviously, when we're saying that it doesn't permit it, we're talking about regarding consumption, not regarding the laws of tumah and tahara. So although we're using those that terminology of tumah and tahara, we mean regarding that it's permitted to be eaten. So when we're saying that the slaughtering of the non-kosher bird doesn't permit it, who are we talking for? For the Jew? Of course not. How could you slaughter a non-kosher animal? It doesn't do anything. Ella b'mnei noach. Rather, obviously, we're referring to a non-Jew that was saying that the slaughtering of the non-kosher bird is not permitted for the non-Jew to eat it, meaning as long as it's still mirfaches, it's still, the animal, is still, the bird's still shaking. As the Gemara said on the Flamin Gimel Merav, for a non-Jew, his permissibility of eating the creature is not contingent on slaughtering. Rather, it's actually dependent on the death of the creature. And the contrast is the reason why we're saying it regarding a non-kosher bird is actually because regarding a kosher bird, actually we do say that just the slaughtering it, even if it didn't fully die, it's still shaking, actually permits it for a non-Jew. And that's what's called migui, because since it's the slaughtering of the kosher bird permits it for the Jew, there's nothing that for a Jew is permitted and for a non-Jew is going to be prohibited. But one thing we see is that even according to the Rabbanan, they agree that a non-Jew is prohibited by a non-kosher creature, by this Oif Tamei, in the Isser Eva Menachai. As we said, that according to everyone, even according to Rabbanan, that they generally say it's only by a kosher animal, but by a non-Jew, they'll say it even by a non-kosher animal, like in this non-kosher bird, Mechlal, the Aser. So that's the inference that we're proving that this, that we, as we had differentiated and said that although there's this Machlekes, but that's only by Yisrael, but Ben Noach even agrees, even by the Oif Tamei, that, you know, that's why we're saying that Ein Shchita Mitarasa, that the slaughtering is not going to permit it. That's because, again, it needs to actually die, and it's not enough just to do slaughtering. And so obviously we see that, but until it's dead, that what's Aser? Why can't they eat it? Because Eiv Menachai. See, it's Eiv Menachai. It's even by an Eiv Tameya, by a non-kosher species, for a Ben Noach. Now, this same discussion, the Gemara says, the Ramani Bar Patish Rami Reisha Seifa. He quoted the same Braisa, but he said it in form of a contradiction. That the beginning of the Braisa seems to be difficult with the second halacha of the Braisa. That's because the Braisa opens up that says that if one eats the limb of a from a non-kosher bird. So it says ein esefik, it doesn't get lashes. Obviously, that the isa even the chai does not apply by a non-kosher species. But then the Braisa continues and says, oh, ein shechita mitarasa, the slaughtering does not purify it. Now, what would it mean purified? As we said, that's only obviously regarding consumption, and that's obviously referring to the only other problem that it has is regarding Issa Eva Menachai. So you see that there is Issa Eva Menachai. So what is it? Is there not, or is there yes? Umeshani, and that's what he answered, Reisha B'Yisrael, as we had been explaining it up until now and assuming that way, the Reisha's halacha that was saying that it's not Aser because it's a non-kosher species was for a Jew. V'seifa b'ben nayach, and the seifa was told by regarding a non-Jew, which again, as we're saying, it's going like Drabbanan, who hold for a Jew, it's not a problem, and for a non-Jew, it is a problem. Now, as Rashi points out, obviously, when he had originally asked the question and posed his contradiction, he understood that the seifa has to be told by ben nayach, but he just didn't know the reasoning, why would there be that differentiation? Then he resolved it, as we had said in the previous Gemara's discussion, that even according to the one that holds that the Issa Eva Menachai does not apply by a non-kosher species, that's only by Yisrael, and the reason for that is because, as we said, the source for that halacha is, it's only if the buster is permitted, that then when it's alive, then it's prohibited. But whenever the meat is not permitted, then you're not commanded regarding the Evarim, and that's why a Behemoth Tameh doesn't apply by a Jew. But by Ben Noach, it is permitted just the meat, and therefore the Issa Eva Menachai would apply by a non-kosher species. Now the Gemara continues with a halacha that will relate back to our previous Gemara's discussion. Amar Rav, he says, Eva Menachai, again continuing on this theme about the limb from a living creature, Tzorch Kazayis, to violate this halacha, one has to have that the limb has the size of an olive. Now, the chiddush in this halacha is that even though there are two verses regarding the prohibition of from eating from a living creature, which one teaches regarding the limb from a living creature, one comes to teach regarding flesh from a living creature, that don't say that, oh, since we're increasing a limb, must be telling us even though there's no measurement. No, that's what Rav says. No, it must be that there is a requisite shear, and that has to be a kazayis. My time, or what's the reason? Because achilik sebe, the pasuk used the terminology of be careful, don't eat. It loy seichel, and if it's using eating, this eating is never less than the size of an olive. Eating connotes that measurement. So therefore, to violate issa eva menachai has to have the shear b'kazayis. Over Masr Rav Amram, Rav Amram asked Rav from the brayse that we quoted just before. The brayse said, achol eva menachai mimen. If someone eats the limb from a living non-kosher bird. So we said, in a seifeg es abam, it says it doesn't get 40 lashes, like we said, because the Issa Eva Menachai does not apply by a non-kosher species. And says, the brace of ein shechita mitarasa, the slaughtering will not purify it. Now, obviously, we have to be talking about that there's a measurement of what would be an Issa Eva Menachai by a kosher bird. Because if it doesn't have the measurement, obviously you're not going to get lashes. What's the chiddush? Because non-kosher not going to get lashes. Even my kosher one, you wouldn't. So obviously we're talking about that it has the shear that one would violate by a kosher species. Now that has the Gemara of the Issa Ketaytech. Now if you're going to entertain to say that, like Rav says, that the Issa Eva Menachai be'inun kezayis, you need to have the measurement of a kezayis. So obviously here the case we're talking about is that he ate the shear of a kezayis. Like we said, because or else no chiddush in Temeya, it wouldn't even be a problem by Tahira. So then the question is, so why is the Braisa saying that if someone eats a kezayis size of Eva Menachai from a non-kosher bird, he doesn't get 40 lashes? Why doesn't he get lashes? He's eating a share of a kezayis. So forget about the Issa Eva Menachai that doesn't apply, but there's the generic problem of eating a non-kosher species, typically the kachol kezayis. It's enough that he ate a kezayis of a non-kosher species, of a temeya. So if you're saying that we're talking about the shear, which Rav's saying is kezayis, and you're not getting it just because of tamei, but you should have the problem about the behemoth, the eif tamei itself. I mean, if you say it doesn't need a kezayis, you can say it's less than that. And normally you'd be violating that, which you wouldn't have by the shear of eating the non-kosher species. But if you're saying it has to be kezayis, then why aren't you violating that? Says the Gemara, Kedamar Rav Nachman. It's not difficult. It's like Rav Nachman says, as the Gemara quotes his teaching on Amud Beis, that b'mashu baster gidin v'atzamis, that's talking about actually only a little bit about amount of flesh, but it's together with tendons and sinews and bones. So Achanami here also, we could answer, b'mashu baster gidin v'atzamis. We're talking about actually, it's only very little flesh, but it's the sinews, the tendons, the ligaments, and the bones that supplemented and completed to be the shear of a kezayis. So because of eating from a non-kosher bird, the Isser Tuma, that you're not going to be liable, because the Gidin and the Tzomis, they don't give taste, and that's not considered eating from a non-kosher species. But because of eating from the limb of a living creature, one would be chayiv. And that's actually the reason why the pasuk differentiates the iser of evim minachayiv from basim minachayiv, to say that the liability of a limb is even if you don't have a measurement of flesh, but as long as you have a sheva kezayis, together with bones and ligaments, and by basters, even though you're not eating a complete limb. But therefore, it's not difficult, because even though it has to be a sheva kezayis, but it's not going to be kezayis of basr to violate for the eif tamaya, but you would violate for eif mechai if it was kosher, but since it's a non-kosher species, that's what the Brice is saying, that you're not going to be chayiv. But the Gemara continues asking Tashima. Dama Rav himself says, who we're asking on, the following halacha to Ketin Tamid Beis. Rav says, Achal tzipur tahir b'chayev. Someone eats a kosher bird live, b'chal shehu, even if it's a small minute amount, he's going to be violating the iser of eif mechai, of eating the limb of a creature when it's still alive. What one thing you see is he says no matter how small the bird is, you're going to be chayiv. Obviously, so you don't need to have a measurement of a kezayis. And that's the question, Rav on his own teaching. Now, Rav continues his teaching. Now, b'misasa, if he eats the bird complete when it's dead, then b'kezayis. Then it has to have at least the size of an aleph to violate the isra of nevela, which is a creature that wasn't slaughtered, because by nevela it says the terminology of eating. And all types of eating requires a kezayis, except for the Issa Evi Menachai, which the Pasuk includes, and there it's particularly just regarding being a limb, and not specifically regarding the Shira of Achila. Now, the Tmeya, what's regarding a non-kosher species, Bein Mechaya, Bein Mimisasa, whether it's alive or dead, there it's Bechol Shu, there it's, no matter what size it is, one is going to be Chayiv for eating the whole creature, because it's a barrier, it's a Bria, as we said this concept in previous stuff, it's a complete creature by itself, and therefore it doesn't need a measurement, as we learned in Masechtas Makis, that Begimel Men Aleph, someone eats an ant, no matter how small it is, it's going to be liable, because it's Kriyas, it's like it was formed, like it's in its own element of creation. Obviously you see that a creature is Usser, no matter how small it is, in contrast, but the negative prohibition of Nevela, there you can't say, oh, what do you mean, it's intact, it's a whole creature. Because when it was created, it didn't have the name of Nevela. So therefore, the lava of Nevela, you're not going to be liable, like we said, until you have the Sheva Gezayis, meaning when it's dead, Rav had agreed, then it has to be the size of a Gezayis. But one thing that the Gemara is asking is, you see from the Rav's own teaching, he says, when it's Tahira, Bechayeha, the kosher creature when it's alive, he says, Bekalshu, even a small minute amount, you see that the Isser, Evim Nachai, doesn't have to be Gezayis. So he contradicts himself. Says, Gemara, Hochenami, B'mash, Hu Basar, you're right, there's only a very small amount of flesh, but it's with the Gidim Ba'atzamis, it's with the tendons and the bones. So when Rav was saying it's Bekalshu, he means even a small amount of flesh, but it's like his previous halacha too, the limb still has to have bones and tendons, which together will supplement of a Shir Kezayis, but if not, there's no Issa Evim Nachai. Gemara continues asking Toshima for the following Braisa. Brisa says, Notl tzipur. Someone takes a whole bird, which is kosher, Sheim b'kezayis, but the whole bird altogether doesn't have the shear of a kezayis, v'achol, and he eats it. So Rebbe Paiter, Rebbe says the person is exempt. As the Gemara is going to shortly explain, he holds, there's actually no Isser Eivir Menachai, limb from a living creature, when you eat a whole living creature. Because when the whole creature is not called limbs. However, but that's only, like we're saying, the case because it's not a Sheva Kezayis. If it had the Sheva Kezayis, he would agree that a person would be liable, because that wouldn't be any less than the Isser Basar Menachai, which that liability is when you eat the Sheva Kezayis, because ultimately that's flesh from a living creature. It doesn't have to be considered, quote, a limb. But when it's less than that, and then there would only be the problem about limbs, says Rebbe, you're exempt because there's no limbs here. Now, for Blaz Reb Shimon Mechayev, he says, no, that you're liable because he holds that, yeah, an intact creature, there's no greater, quote, limb from a living creature than the whole creature itself, and therefore by limbs you don't need to have the Sheva Kezayis, and therefore you're going to be liable for eating the whole creature. And moreover, Omer Blaz Reb Shimon, he says, Kavachaymer, Aleivim Emen Mechayev, if you break off one limb, you agree, then you're chayev for the Isra Evim Mechayev, Akula Lekosh again, aren't you going to be chayev for eating the whole creature which has all the limbs? That's why he holds that you can be chayv. Now, continues the Braisim, chankav achol. But let's say he didn't just eat the whole creature alive. Let's say first choked it and then he ate it. Oh, now it's not alive anymore. Now there's only the Isra of Nevela that it wasn't properly slaughtered. Now, regarding Nevela, like we said, you can't be liable because of a Bria, because it wasn't created that way. So there's Divrei HaKol b'Kezayis there. Everyone agrees that the liability is only going to be if you eat the shear of a Kezayis. That's the Braisim. Now the Gemara concludes its question on Rav. Ad kamli pligi. So up until here in the Braisa, all that they were disagreeing about was elu demarsav, only that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon held that bicha yeho, when the animal is alive, when the creature is alive, leivarim, its limbs are for cutting oimedes, that they're standing. Meaning we could view the creature as if its limbs are meant to be broken off. So therefore, every single limb in this whole intact creature is considered a limb by itself, although that it's still connected to the whole organism. Now, therefore, you'll consider it as separate evram to be chayv, isa evim lechay, that you could be chayv even no matter how small it is. Now, ultimately, if you eat the whole creature, you're only going to be chayv one, because it's one warning with one act of and one iser. But however, you'll be chayv if you eat the whole creature. But Rebbe held, no, b'chayel lav leivam emedes. A creature, when it's still alive, is not standing and ready to be cut up into limbs until it's slaughtered. And therefore, there's no title of aver on the full creature until you actually detach it. And therefore, he holds you're going to be potter. So that's their home achlegis. But the kuli al-mamiya, but everyone agrees regarding the limb that was cut off, the lebin and kezayis, as they learned. That Reb Elazar ben Shimon says, Kal v'chomer, on the limb that you'll be chayv, even though they're talking about a case that it doesn't have a kezayis of the limb, that you'll be chayv. And Rebbe doesn't disagree with that case. He just doesn't agree to the Kal v'chomer regarding the whole intact creature itself. So you see, not like Rav, who says that for Evim Lechai you have to have a shiver kezayis. On that, Rav Nachman, this was the teaching of Nachman that we had referred to earlier, that this, that the Braisa says, that we're talking about a case of a bird, that the whole bird doesn't have a kezayis. It means it doesn't have a kezayis of flesh. But it's b'mashu basar, is a small amount of flesh, but there's gidim v'atzamis. There's the tendons and the bones that supplement it to the shiver kezayis, and therefore you will have an aver minachai of a kezayis. But that is the Gemara. Umiyakimidi, is there really such a thing that you have such a lean bird that has so little flesh? The bekule less b'kezayis basi. Tell me, the whole bird itself, as we said, that's the original case, that is eating the whole bird, does not have a kezayis of flesh. And it's so big that ubachad aver, but in one limb is kezayis b'mashu basa gid matzamis. But that one limb, even though you'll still have a little flesh, but you'll have so many bones and tendons that will supplement it, that will be a share of a kezayis, because that's what the Braisa was saying. He said, "Don't you agree on one of its limbs? You're going to be chayiv." And now Rav is qualifying that case, yeah, because it has a share of a kezayis together with the bones and the tendons. And the Reish had said, we're talking about that the whole bird doesn't have a kezayis of flesh. So how is it possible that the whole creature is so lean that it doesn't have a kezayis of flesh, yet in one limb it will have a kezayis of, although very little flesh, but together with bones and tendons? On that, Rav Sharavi says, in yes, b'kalinisa. Kalinisa is a very lean bird, has very little flesh, but in one of the limbs it could have a share of a kezayis together with the bones and the tendons. But not a stigma, are we talking about klanisa? But aim a seifa, look at the next case of the braisa. It said, chon kava achla, but if they first choke the bird and then eat it, divya akol b'kezayis, everyone agrees, okay, it's dead already, the only problem is nevela, then you have to have a shiver kezayis. There's no bria, there's no element of bria to say you chayv even a small amount. Now the problem is, but klanisa, if tamehu, if we're talking about klanisa, that's a non-kosher bird. So although that there's no isra of nevela when it's less than the kezayis, but if you're eating the whole creature, the isra tameh of a non-kosher creature is even, no matter how small it is, even less than the kezayis, because it's a bria, it's a complete creature. And va'amar Rav had said, tamei a non-kosher creature, ben b'chayev, ben b'misasa, whether it's alive or dead, it's b'mashu, it's a small amount, like we said, because it's a bria. So why would everyone agree if you choke it and it's still intact and then you eat it, then you need to have a shir kezayis? If it's a non-kosher bird, it should be even a small amount. Eller rather, no, says the Gemara, what we meant to say was, yes, you could have a kosher bird which is so lean, ke'en klanisa, like the klanisa. We just bring a proof from there, that you could have such a lean bird that the whole bird does not have a kezayis of basar, but in one of its limbs it could have a shir kezayis, and therefore it's still like Rav, that to be over even lachai, it has to have a shir kezayis, again, not just the flesh, but together with the bones and the tendons. Now, however, Amar Rava, he says, im tim tzalayma, if you would find to say, in one of the opinions of Rebbe elsewhere in his teachings, that Sava Rebbe, the Rebbe held, Machshavas Eichlin, that if someone has a thought regarding a food item, if he thinks he wants to eat in a specific type of a way, that Shma Machshava, that it's considered a thought, and that we would designate the food item based on his thought. So then actually I could tell you that Chishav La'achla, if he has a mind to eat this bird that does not have a share of a kezayis, Aver, that to eat it limb by limb, in other words, he's revealing his intention that it is Leivar Mimedes, and Va'achal Kula, but then he'll change his mind and end up eating it intact, that he would agree over there that we would consider the whole bird as a limb, and Chayvin to be Chayv. So although Rebbe said that, no, a whole intact creature, you don't see Eivim and Achai. You eat all as one, you're not Chayv. Says Rav, however, if he would hold it, you go based on a person Machshava, if he has in mind that he wants to eat it limb by limb, then even if he eats it whole, he already considered it as separate limbs, and then he would agree to Chayv that you would be Chayv on the Isra Eivim Achai. However, on that only Abaye asks, Umi Kamidi, is there really such a thing? The Ilo Achale Achar Loi Machayv, if someone else would eat it, he wouldn't be liable, because like we said, in general, it's not considered limbs to be chayiv on it, even a small amount, because they're not considered limbs. And this guy's going to eat it because he had a mind, and he's going to be liable? On that Amalei, on that, Rabbi said to him, yeah. Zelefi machshavte, this one according to his thoughts. Zelefi machshavte, this one according to his thoughts. His thoughts designated for him as limbs, and therefore when he eats it whole, he actually will be chayiv, versus the other one will not. Similarly, in the other way, Vama Rabbi says again, he says, if you would find to say that Savar Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that elsewhere Reb Elazar Reb Shimon holds this concept, that machshav is eichlin shema machshav, but that the thought regarding a food item is considered a designation in halacha as a thought. So chishav la'achla mesa. So if the person had a mind to eat this whole bird when it was dead, that he's revealing his intention that when it's alive, he's not intending to eat it limb by limb, and va'achla chay, and then he eats it whole when it's still alive, that actually here he would hold potter. So although generally held that you're chayv because he considers it as separate limbs just altogether, he was having a mind not to, he actually would be potter. And here too, Amalei Abaye asks, is there such a thing? If someone else would eat a coin to blaze b'shem, he'd be chayv because he considers the whole creature as a bunch of limbs together. And this one is having a mind, no, I don't want to eat it until it's dead, which therefore he's not considering this creature as a bunch of limbs to eat it separately, that he'll be potter? That Amalei, Rabbi said to me, yeah, Zelefi machshavta, Zelefi machshavta, this one according to his thought, and this one according to his thought. Now the Gemara goes back and gives the sources for what we were discussing up till now regarding the idea of Eivim Menachai, and as we pointed out earlier, there's another source for Basim Menachai, for flesh from a living creature. So Amar B'Yechon, and he says, the Pasuk in Devarim says, Leisoich ha'nefesh ma'basa, as we brought this before, that one should not eat the soul with the flesh. So he says, Zeh Eivim Enachai, as we had mentioned before, this is the source for a limb from a living creature. Now, the reason why this is the source is because a living limb is called nefesh. Why is it called like the soul? Because if you cut off a limb, it doesn't regenerate. It doesn't come back ever again, like the soul that's taken away, which never comes back. Person dead, he's done. And that's the understanding of the Pasuk. Don't eat the nefesh, which again is like a euphemism for that limb, because it's the shears, the same characteristics. When it's with imhabasar, meaning when there's still the lifeblood in the flesh, meaning when it's still alive, then you can't eat that limb. Now, there's another pasuk in Shemais that says, basar basada, the meat in the field, trefa, that was torn apart, loisachelu, shouldn't eat it. Now, the words basar basada, the meat is in the fields, what does it mean in the field? Sounds like something that went out from its area where it originally was. It's now out in the open fields. Zebasim and achai, that refers to what type of meat? To my meat from a living creature, which it was supposed to be on the creature and it was taken off from a living creature. It's like out in the fields. That's the source for the zebasim and achai. And then the word trefa is literally ubasim and atrefa. Then it also teaches regarding flesh from a torn animal, or like we said, that the same idea is meaning has a fatal flaw, an animal that has a trefa simon in it, that's telling you also that issa that you can't eat that. So, according to B'yichnon, Eivim Nechai is from the Pasuk in the Varm, and regarding the Issa Basim and Nechai and Basa from a Trefer, are both learned from the Pasuk in Shemais. Whereas Reb Shimon Lakashama, he says differently. He says that the Pasuk, L'Sich La'Nefesh and Mabasa, don't eat the soul with the flesh, is actually teaching two Isurim. It says that Eivim Nechai, U'Basim Nechai. That refers to the limb from a living creature and to the flesh from a living creature. And the way he understands the Pasuk is, don't eat the Nefesh, which could also mean the Aver, and don't eat the flesh. So it's saying, and what it's telling you is that as long as this one is with this one, which means, say, the nefesh with the basar are both problematic when they're both together. Meaning, you can't eat the meat when the nefesh, when it's still alive. That's issa basar menachai. And also, you can't eat the nefesh, which is the limb, with the basar when it's still, that it's connected with the flesh, meaning that it's still alive. That's telling you these two issurim of eivim menachai and basar menachai. Now, regarding the pasuk in Shemais, ubasa basada treifa lo isechelu, that meat in the field that was torn, don't eat it. He says that basa basada treifa, that just teaches regarding flesh from an animal that was torn apart, meaning it has a mortal defect. Again, that is only teaching that isra. Now, although they're all learning all three isurim, but as the Gemara is going to explain the ramification, it depends if you're learning out from the same pasuk or a different pasuk regarding to be considered as one prohibition or as a separate prohibition. So the Gemara explains. Let's say someone eats a limb from a living creature and flesh from a living creature. So, according to Rabbi Yechanan, you can be liable for two different sets of lashes because he considers two different lavin, because although it's one eating and one warning that he's eating, he's mechayiv for two because it's from two different sukkim. The issa basam and achai is from the pasuk in Shemais, and even mechayiv is from that pasuk in Devar. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Lakish and the Chayv Alachas, according to Shlakish, only mechayiv one because he considered it as one lav, because they're both being learned out from the pasuk in Devar. And since it's one eating and one warning and one negative prohibition, so you're only mechayiv one set of lashes, and so to all the cases that we're discussing is the same idea. Achal basam and achayiv basam and atreif, if you eat flesh from a living creature and flesh from a treif, so Rav Shimon ben Lakish chayiv shtayim. According to him, you can mechayiv two because, again, basam and achayiv is from the pasuk in Devar, basam and atreif is from the pasuk in Shemais. The Rabbi Yechon in the Chayv Alachas, according to him, that you learn them both from the pasuk in Shemais, you only mechayiv one. Now, Achal Evim Nechayu, Basam and Atrefa, but let's say someone eats a limb from a living creature and flesh from an animal that's a Trefa, they're according to everyone, you're going to be liable for two sets of lashes because according to both opinions, they learned that from two different Sukkim, Evim Nechayu from the Pasuk in Devarim and the Basa from a Trefa from the Pasuk in Shemais.